Dhammapada verse 1 leads to suffering, whereas Dhammapada verse 2 leads to happiness. These are the first two Dhammapada verses. We call it the twin verses. So these twin verses is very important. The Buddha, first and foremost, he introduced his Dhammapada verse 1, then verse 2, the twin verse. It is to let you straight away develop the understanding of life. Because according to the Buddha, we hold the key to our own life destiny. To be happy or to be unhappy is entirely our choice. So you need to make that decision upfront. So his teaching is very simple. He straight away points to us that our mind is very important. Here he said, your mundane mind. Your mundane mind, or the thinking mind, or the dependent originating mind, the conditioned arising mind, is the forerunner of all things, is it? Mind is the forerunner of all things. Mind is chief. Everything arises from the mind. If one speak, act, and think with a wicked mind, an unwholesome mind, that is not trained or heedless, then the three evil roots will be there. The three evil roots of greed, hatred, and delusion will be there. Then it was conditioned suffering. And then suffering will follow you, like the wheel that follow the hoof of the carts, of the block. So this is very, very important. If you know your mind is so important, because it is the forerunner of all things, when mind arise, all things arise. Everything arises from the mind. In Mahayana, they call it 一切一切为心造. Everything that arises is created by the mind. 心造成的. So when you understand that, you will understand the importance of training this mind. Because if you are heedless, if you don't train this mind, then it will condition suffering. Your heedlessness will condition Dhammapada verse 1. So if mind is the forerunner of all things, mind is chief, and everything arises from the mind. So if you don't train your mind, you will act, speak, and think with a wicked mind, an unwholesome mind, that has the evil roots of greed, hatred, and delusion. So the heedless mind will have this evil root. Then suffering will follow you like the wheel that follow the hoof of the blockers wheel. Then the opposite twin verse is verse 2 that leads to happiness. He said, if you understand the importance of mind, then he repeats, your mind, the mundane mind, the thinking mind, is the forerunner of all things. Mind is chief. Everything arises from the mind. So if you train your mind, you develop heedfulness. You will act, speak, and think with a pure mind or a wholesome mind or a heedful mind that is free of the evil roots of greed, hatred, and delusion. Then there is no negativity of karma. Then happiness will follow you, like the shadow that never leaves you. So your life, you decide which Dhammapada verse you want to follow. My advice is, follow Dhammapada verse 2, avoid Dhammapada verse 1. Then your life will be beautiful. So it's very easy to transform your life, to change your life, to improve your life. Once you understand the big difference between Dhammapada verse 1 and 2, you will know how to live life. You will know how to make the appropriate decision. The decision to train your mind to be heedful, to be ever mindful, constantly meditating, so that you are incapable of evil, so that you can take care of mind. When you take care of mind take care of your karma. Then karma take care of your life. This is the reason why from the right view with regards to the law of karma, the Buddha came up with his teaching, his advice to avoid all evil, do good, and purify the mind. To avoid all evil, you have to avoid Dhammapada Vasana. And how to do it? You have to keep your precept. Because when you violate your precept, it constitutes major evil. That's why Dhammapada Vasana is been highlighted as the first of the 423 verses. That if you want to change your life, improve your life, transform it for the better, you need to train your mind to be heedful, to be ever mindful, so that you can cultivate wholesomeness, to develop the parami, to develop the Noble Eightfold Path factors, leading to wholesomeness and wisdom. Then your life will transform. Then you will be on the path to cultivate Dhammapada verse 2. That happiness will follow you like your shadow that never leaves you. Then when you continue to apply this heedfulness to cultivate the meditation as taught by the Buddha, you will develop wisdom to free your mind, to liberate your mind so that you can become enlightened, awakened, so that you need not suffer anymore, so that you can be always happy, peaceful, tranquil, still, and just aware, so that you can live the noble life of enlightened being, so that you can have all the noble qualities of enlightened being. You will have the embodiment of the Noble Eightfold Path factors. So these are the reason why all these Dhammapada verses are so important.